Right, okay guys, hi, I'm John Cochran and I am a science teacher and by definition I'm a geek and by definition love this stuff, right? I'm completely self-taught and everything I'm going to say anyone can do, right? It's so simple. I'm going to talk about iBooks Author. I know this was meant to be predominantly tablet-based, but there's going to be a little bit on this and then showing you stuff how it looks on the tablet. Because one of the, I hate to start with the drawback, but the first drawback is you need a Mac to do this particular piece of work, okay? And it's using a free app from the Apple App Store called iBooks Author. And iBooks Author allows you to make iBooks, which in its very purest form is an interactive textbook, okay? Which might not sound overly exciting to folk, but my boss's first thing when I said, oh, we can make interactive textbooks was no photocopy. And she was ecstatic with the fact she wouldn't have a photocopying budget to pay for. But I'll just give you a quick tour of how this thing works and things you can do on it. When you open it up, you can choose a variety of templates. Again, from the App Store, you can buy more, but these come with four basic ones, all of them quite pleasant, but if we go for something terribly boring, go for editorial first. And it pops up and it gives you a variety of stuff. Now, within this, you can put regular text, which is fine, which you want from a book. But if you've got all your course notes done in a Word document, all you do is drag the Word document onto it, and it auto-formats it. You don't need faff or anything. You just drop, drag, and it's there. If you want to insert photographs, you again just drop it straight on. It's dead easy. If you want to put charts, tables, graphs, you name it, it can do it. Very straightforward. And you can also include these things called widgets, which are picture galleries. So rather than taking up loads of pages with different pictures, you can have all your photos in one place. You can put media in there, you can put reviews, you can put tests that will mark themselves. There's a smile, hopefully. Self-marking tests. You can embed keynotes, you can embed interactive images. There is a particularly good website, which name escapes me right now, which is basically copyright-free interactive images that allow you to rotate, label, you name it, which is great for science. Okay, I find it particularly useful for that. Your 3D images, and you can also include a wee bit of HTML text in it, if you're that way inclined. But the biggest draw for us was the fact that we could take all our existing course notes that we had in PowerPoints or in Word documents and just drop it straight onto this and it would sort it all out for us. Now, from a teaching standpoint, this was great for us. We thought this was magic, but we also tried it out with some of our older kids. We've got a few kids do the Science Baccalaureate, and not this year, but last year, one of our kids was doing a project on osteogenesis imperfecta. She herself had brittle bone disease and was told at a very early age that she had brittle bone disease, but there was nothing for kids with brittle bone disease. Nothing was written. It was written very adult friendly. So she made a course that she took out to York Hill and talked to kids with the same condition she had. And her way of doing it was to make an iBook, which, if I've done my homework right, I've still got and could be passing off as my own. But it's too nice to be passed off as mine. Oh, that's me. Okay. Right, so. Daisy, again, it's not going to come out as quite small writing, but this is Stacey's work. Okay? And she took a bunch of iPads out to York Hill with her and let the kids play with it. She left this with York Hill. This is now being used by the hospital as a way of teaching kids how to do it, about their disease, or their illness, I should say. And in this, you can also install, as I was saying, embed videos, which are quite nice. And it's going to work, isn't it?
Imagine the bones as well.
Again, big, good-looking, well-spoken guy who narrated this for her. And again, she made all that stuff. I don't know, it's my own voice, so we're not doing that. And again, it's nice, it's straightforward. You can zoom in, you can do all sorts of stuff with it. Again, embed as many videos as you like. This is a very, very basic one, but it's quite nice. So that's one the kids made, and that didn't take her, hardly took her anything at all. She made that as a Word document and then dragged it in. It was so much easier than taking paper, bundles of paper everywhere with her. So we'll get that one. And then there was also one that, this is, again, we're at the very, very early stages of using this in school, but this is one I made for a course that we're doing on scientific debating, which again, very CFEA, that's a phrase. Come on, work. So, no, it's not one. That's what I'm talking about. Again, sorry, talk amongst yourselves. So again, it's just that essentially it's a textbook. But you make it once, you've invested in the iPad already, that's your bulk outlay, and then it's a case of you put them on there and the kids can get them. We're in the process of rewriting or writing on that format five courses as every teacher in Scotland is. And we're using a lot of this as the backbone of what we're going to be using, because we've got enough that we can have one pair here in most of our classes coming at any one time, sit with us in front of them. They work their way through their course at their own speed. All of these things, it leads itself very well to be pupil driven, because they can work through it at the pace they like. And when you couple it with a couple of other nice wee apps, which unfortunately I don't have on this, I've got an app that allows me to see what these kids are doing on the machine, on my machine, which is the best investment I've ever managed to convince my head teacher to make. And it makes life so much simpler, so you can make sure they're on task. But as soon as they know you've got that, they use these things for a week and they really work with them. So pretty much me. Well, yeah, I don't even need it. I'm all done. Thank you very much for listening.